Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
The Bible calls debt a curse and children a blessing. But our culture applies four curses and rejects blessings. Children. Are they a blessing or a burden in your mind? Has the culture gotten to you? We're going to talk about that in a few moments, but before we do, I want to play a great song for you by Phillips Craig and Dean, Worshiping the Name of the Lord. This song is simply entitled, Your Name.
As the morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that arise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name, your name is a strong and mighty tower, your name is a shelter like no other, your name, let the nations sing it louder.
The Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. I'm Doug Joseph, and you're listening to The Voice of Truth, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia.
Troubled times.
peace abounds so deeply within me. So you will never, ever change. Yesterday, today, the same. Forever till forever meets no end. One way, Jesus, you're the living all for you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We live by faith and not by sight. For you,
Doug Joseph, and you're listening to The Voice of Truth, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Today our topic is babies. Are they a blessing or a burden? Or are they a good thing or a curse? The Bible tells us one thing, and our culture tells us the opposite. I want to help you analyze that today and analyze what message you've lived out in your life, and what message are you conveying to your children and the children within your sphere of influence. But we have time before we continue with our lesson. We have time for another great song. This song is called Saved the Day. It's by Phillips Craig and Dean, some of my favorite singers and musicians and songwriters. I hope you enjoy it.
The darkest day in history was over. All was lost on the cross. Beaten, battered, bruised beyond description. You gave it all. What went wrong? This couldn't be the end of heaven's story. 'Cause you came to save, the grave. 3 days and now they're looking for your body, but you were gone, and now I know.
You say shackles of my failure in the dead of night. You shined your light. Your gift of love is hope that springs eternal. Because of you, all things are new. You say there to say you reign.
And because of you, all things are new.
You save the day.
The Apostle Paul wrote, "Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." The Bible says that children are a blessing from God, and the Bible calls debt a curse. Yet our culture goes and makes application to get debt, the curse, and rejects children, the blessing from God. This is causing our world to face a potential demographic winter of underpopulation. As we move into this demographic winter, political leaders are moving to clamp down on babies, on births, and liberal social commentators are using a language of hatred and fear-mongering to further their anti-family campaigns aimed at proponents of fruitful families. All the while, many Christians remain undecided as to whether or not babies are a blessing or a burden in troubled times. We want to talk about this controversy and aim you towards some resources that will help you to better communicate to neighbors, relatives, and friends the practicality and blessing of children in tough economic times. After more than 1,500 years, Japanese culture is on the verge of extinction. There are not enough children. And similar fates may be in store for France, Italy, and elsewhere. These nations and others are on the brink of a demographic implosion with far-reaching economic implications, and they know it. There are simply not enough babies being born to maintain their economies. And they're not alone. In the United States, the birth rate has been experiencing a dramatic and steady 12-year decline. Despite this fact, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi defended her proposal that an important ingredient of the nation's $825 billion economic stimulus package would include a taxpayer-subsidized effort to prevent the birth of more children. Why? She argues that children are bad for the economy. In 30 years worldwide, birth rates have fallen by more than 50%. In 1979, the average woman on this planet had 6 children. Today, that average is 2.9 children and falling. Demographers tell us that with a birth rate of 1.3, everything else being equal, a nation will lose half its population every 45 years. That's a quote from a man named Don Fetter. I want to ask you, are babies a blessing or a burden? Now, this is a simple question, but it is one that is fraught with tremendous controversy and significant implications for nations and families. There are really 3 issues on the table. First, the demographic implications of having babies. Second, the practical issues concerning babies and the family during a recessionary economy or even at any time. And third, and most importantly, the scriptural foundations for a Christian worldview of the womb. What may happen to America and other nations because of the dramatic decrease in childbirth? This first issue goes right to the heart of the present culture war. Will we be a self-indulgent nation with little regard for the sanctity of life? Or will we recognize the God-ordained blessing of the biblical institution of the family with its emphasis on fruitfulness and the blessing of children? As a nation, we have chosen the former. Now the question is this: what are the practical implications of our selfishness and disobedience? What happens to a country when the Malthusian dream is realized and women have fewer and fewer babies? The ultimate result is a culture-eradicating phenomenon and economic catastrophe called demographic winter, where the selfishness of a generation of families who refused God's gift of children leads to a national birth rate that is insufficient to replace its aging population. Don Fetter put it this way: demographic winter is the terminal stage in the suicide of the West, the culmination of a century of evil ideas and poisonous policies. Here is how one demographer described the imminent catastrophe that will result from the declining birth rates. The ongoing global decline in human birth rates is the single most powerful force affecting the fate of nations and the future of society in the 21st century. That comes from Philip Longman in a book called The Empty Cradle: How Falling Birth Rates Threaten World Prosperity. Now, this perspective may be a shocker for those raised during the loose, libertine 60s and 70s with the message of the pill and population control, or for those spoon-fed on a diet of green theology in the 90s. It's not comfortable to radical feminists who have made it the right of a mother to destroy her own child, and they've not only made that her right, but made it the highest virtue that a society can embrace. But the facts are inescapable. And that's the subject of a documentary called Demographic Winter: The Decline of the Human Family. It's one of the most important and groundbreaking films of the last year, maybe of the last decade. This is the first significant film to explore the most overlooked crisis of our generation, the rapid worldwide decline in birth rates. The data presented is chilling. Columnist Don Fetter summarizes the important issues raised by the film, how demographic winter will impact many areas of our lives. What will happen in the first world as fewer and fewer workers are called upon to provide pensions for more and more retirees? At what point will the burden become so onerous that young workers will simply rebel and refuse to support a system that they couldn't possibly hope to benefit from? How will Russia, which is expected to lose a third of its population by the midpoint of this century, defend its borders? If Russia, which occupies the largest territory of any nation, dissolves into enclaves of squabbling ethnic groups, it will destabilize both Europe and Asia. Due to falling birth rates, at some point in the century, the world's population will begin to decline. Then the decline will become rapid. It could even reach a population free fall. Throughout the course of history, there is no instance of economic growth accompanied by population decline. How can an industrial society be maintained with fewer and fewer workers and consumers? Now, this film does not pretend to be a Christian film with a biblical analysis, but it is so full of carefully researched data that it is indispensable to this critical cultural battle that Christian parents around the nation need to own it and watch it, and then watch it again. What does managing a large household look like in the real world? Can I really afford children, and many of them? The second major issue pertains to practicality. Assuming that children really are a blessing and that the fruitful womb is the Lord's reward, as the scripture teaches in Psalm 127 and 3, how does that concept work in the real world where economic resources are scarce and time is at a premium? Sometimes people pose the question this way: I can barely manage and afford a family with one child. How could I possibly afford three or four, or let alone seven? But there is another question that needs to be asked. Are there practical, economic, and spiritual blessings for the family that flow from an economy of scale? I believe there are. And these are precisely the types of blessings and benefits that Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar have modeled for all of us in their beautiful new book, The Duggars, 20 and Counting, Raising One of America's Largest Families, How They Do It. From a practical perspective, this book offers definitive answers, and it is absolutely delightful, transparent, hands-on, and full of humor. After reading it, you will walk away loving your own family more, and you will gain great ideas for household management. There is a reason why this family has captured the imagination of America through their top-ranked television show, 17 Kids and Counting. The Duggars are communicating a Christ-exalting vision of home, and they are the real deal. A family that loves their children, all 18 of them. There is so much negativism in the world, but the Duggars are using their life as a large family to show the beauty and practicality of the Christian household to a generation where many children never even experienced the blessing of sitting down with their whole family for dinner. What does the Bible say about the blessing of fruitfulness? Does this apply today? This final issue is the most important one. What does the Bible say about having babies? For Christians, the Bible is our standard of faith and practice. Everything necessary on the subject of having babies is found in God's holy word. It is both the starting place and the final court of appeal for prayerful Christians who desire to make wise decisions regarding the womb. Related issues include, why are children a blessing? What does it mean to be fruitful? How does the Bible specifically link low birth rates to national judgment? Does the Bible promote, condone, or encourage baby banning? Is it a good idea to have babies in times of economic hardship? These questions and others are answered on a CD entitled Children and the Dominion Mandate. They're also addressed and answered in a book entitled Be Fruitful and Multiply. Now, both of these are included in a special offer that's being brought to you by the Vision Forum. You can find them at visionforum.com. And all of the items that I've mentioned to you in this broadcast regarding the womb are available from the Vision Forum. It's called the Blessings of Children Collection. The set includes The Duggars, 20 and Counting. It includes Demographic Winter, The Decline of the Human Family. That's a DVD. It includes the book Be Fruitful and Multiply. And it includes the CD entitled Children and the Dominion Mandate. You can order online at www.visionforum.com. or call them toll-free at 1-800-440-0022. Again, that's www.visionforum.com, or call them toll-free at 1-800-440-0022. Now, I may have mentioned to you in the past that in my own life, the worldly influence, the insidious creeping influence of this culture caused this effect upon my wife and I, that when we were married, we were of this impression that we could not afford children yet, that we had to wait a long time until we finally got to the place that we could afford children. And eventually, after several years of not having children and basically living a life that was disobedient to the scriptures, I realized we're not getting any closer to being able to afford children. And if we keep up this crazy idea of waiting till we can afford it or waiting till we think we can afford it, we'll never have children. My wife agreed, and we finally started having children, but we have been married for the better part of a decade. What we realize now as we got older is that those precious years for bearing children, they're limited. That's a window of time that closes. And if you don't take advantage of it, you'll find yourself regretting it when you're older. Now, on my side of the family, there are godly people with large families. I believe that godliness and large families are connected. On my wife's side of the family, the number of children in each household was smaller. So there was a bit of a tug of war between her and I. I began to lobby for more children. She was lobbying for less. But she eventually came to see that the biblical teaching on this needed to be what answered that argument, not just simply the authority of the husband or the husband's demands upon her, but what does the Bible say about the womb? What does the Bible say about fruitfulness? And alas, by the time we had our fourth child, we were getting beyond the age of childbearing. When I look back upon people that I know who had very few children, and I've watched as they've gotten older, I've seen that they were very unhappy with life and desperately wanted more children and wanted more grandchildren, and were deeply disappointed that they had wasted their opportunity to have children by having very few, not enough, not as many as they wished they had had when they got older. And they're also deeply disappointed by the fact that their lifestyle and practice and all of the messages that come from culture through media and through peer pressure, through teaching, through the public school system, all of the different methods of conveying the cultural mandate to their children caused in them a desire to have even fewer children than they had siblings. And so I've watched as these people have gotten older with deep regret that they didn't have more children and with deep regret that their children were having even fewer children. I want to encourage you today, if you are a young married couple, don't make the mistake that my wife and I made by not having enough children. Don't make the mistake that the culture is making right and left on every side around us. And they're not only making this mistake, but glorying in it and saying it's the right thing to do. I want to tell you folks that an economy needs people to thrive and survive. And as the human population declines, we will watch economies implode. We will watch economies crumble in nation after nation. I pray God help us in Jesus' name as Bible-believing Christians to not give in to the cultural pressure, the cultural mandate to force us into its ungodly mold, the ungodly mindset of being anti-marriage and being anti-child. Get up, shake yourself, shake that cultural ungodly mandate off of you. Get married, have children, and be glad that someone told you not to obey the message of our culture. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.